Yes, man.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi. Anakis, am I still on yet?
No, I just got on, so just maybe 30 seconds before you. And I think we're the first two.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay, I'm going to wait till he comes on and then I'll mute.
Hannah.
Hi. Are you Hannah Esther?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Hannah, I don't watch TV, and I was just watching, and I saw about Louisiana. I didn't even know what was going on. Are you okay? Everything okay where you're at?
Yes, it's all that happened about 30 minutes away from us, east of us.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother lives in Baton Rouge, and his children, and my two grandsons are in New Orleans, and none of them there was water in their cities, but not in wherever they were. But it really is bad. It really is bad.
Wow.
Where these people are going to go, because we've already had housing shortages really since the last 10 years because of the last two hurricanes. So it's going to be a hard road.
Mess, huh?
For a lot of them. And a lot of them in that area are really country people, you know, just simple folks. Just hard.
Wow. I'm sure. Wow.
I think the people are going to come to the aid, because people in this area, we're kind of known to be very friendly and we help each other. So, you know, maybe 20 years ago, maybe longer than that, it was in the 80s, we got about 2 inches of water when they were doing some repairs.
Mm-hmm.
On the streets, and they didn't turn the pumps on, and we got water just enough to cover our floors, and it took a year to get over that. So you can imagine if you've got it 10 feet.
Wow. Yeah,
which means everything gets, you know, you lose everything.
Yeah, I have friends that were in North Jersey for Sandy that it took. They're still not complete. They're still rebuilding there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And FEMA doesn't move very fast.
No. It's disappointing, too, that the president isn't saying at least words of consolation, you know?
Right.
Of course, the people probably don't see it anyway.
Wow.
Brandela.
Hi, Brandy. We're waiting.
Okay. Do I need to make a call?
Why don't you go ahead? Because when we wait 20, and you know, when we wait a long time, it makes the class end really late.
You don't have to.
Well, good.
I'm here.
Yay.
Yay.
We're here.
That's Hashem.
Well, Hashem is right. It's better that you're here. Please join me in saying the Anna B'Poach. Anna B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatim Tzerura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra kufre shayan sintet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Barhem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamlem. Betet resh, tzaditav gimel. The letters of the month of Av, the kaf that created the planet we call the sun, and the tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion, the Leo. Hasin kadosh Birov tucha Na'el Adatach Et kufbet Et nunayan Yachid ge'e Lamcha p'nei Zohre Kiddushata Yud gimelamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tadiyuta. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into this space, we're going to separate out the negative aspect of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Awon V'afesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we'll read the eight verses, starting with 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayu limat, velo yachlu lehavshit, et kol haolot vayichaskum achechem alvim, ad kilot amlacha, V'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim, ki ha-levim yishre levav, v'yitkadesh me ha-kohanim. The verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, a la me, hey hey hey, a ka a, re ka ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba adonai, yo hey wa hey, ad e ad, ki bi a. Yo hey, Adonai yo hey wa hey, Tzur Olami. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni, ad bili rupi. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavuia, Asher Yitrabe Sham Wishavtem, Eli El Nahon, Wihalakti Hem, Wihayim Yeshno, Baretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel olanetza, yoved roav, yomru wayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati wishakam kachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that has the energy of certainty. It's from Parashat Yitro, verse 29. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kananei aleinu ma'asei adenu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar bekama atar aneinam dekucha Barichu kol madi aved leila witata kolayu kishot viovada bikshot velet lachmila bialma divaye barnash bedachya leya mimeya ulan hagar. Now let's scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. In the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. The Zohar class tonight is from the Parasha of Vayetchanan, and we're going to start with section 6, which is available on the Yebseb Yeshem website. On the Revealed Wisdom page, go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column, and then scroll down to the list of parashiyot that comes from the Book of Devarim, and the second link is Vayetchanan. When you open that up, click on link for section 6, and we'll start with verse 30. We ata po amod imadi mehaka itzerash mikol wekol meitzeha itabak v'as istalak v'atar achara itkura v'la menukva saka ahulaka dimosha saviya pame manas zaka padargini lahi madikot dila zaka parna shakara lealmin aldakiti Tov lifnei ha-Elohim imalet mimena Mai tov da-Moshe tiktiv ki tohu Uvgin de-Hawa tav salim le-darga achara Ila avi ad kiti Kim Hamakom Asher Ata Omed Alav Ad Mat Kodesh Hu Omed Alav Daika Mem Tet Begin Kitohu Betohu Dikokura The translation, but as for you, stand here by me. From this we understand that he totally separated from his wife and cleaved and rose to another place of the world of the male instead of the female. Happy is the lot of Moses, the faithful prophet, who attained the highest grades such as no other man ever attained. Of that it is written, he who pleases, literally, good before, he who pleases Elohim shall escape from her. What is good? It is Moses, of whom it is written, he was a goodly child. Since he was good, he rose to another high level, the grade of Zeranpin. And therefore it is written, for the place on which you stand is holy ground. You stand is precise. The reason standing is mentioned is because it is good. And good is the male, which is Yesod of Zeranpin. And standing pertains to the male. My commentary. During our public prayers, we change between standing and sitting. During the high holiday prayers, we add a third dimension, which is prostration of our bodies on the ground. The essence of the energy changes when we do these things, when we do these changes. Prostration represents a grounding of our desire to receive for oneself alone, which interferes in our reception of the energy that is created by our unification of the spiritual and physical worlds. Our prayers create that unification when we have the proper kavanah. When we sit, we actually manifest the energy that we receive from the unification of the two worlds. When we stand, we channel that energy to the physical world. Why is standing related to male in the above pasuk? Because channeling is a form of sharing, which is the right column male energy. Pasuk 31. Ve'itema deha amar Rabbi Yehuda Adavid diktiv Beyato gada'a Witobroi amai la awa Yatir el witobroi kativ Tobroi dadihu kezu leistachla Aki hawa David Dovroi awato Dehu Jesu Umoshe Ketivto Umamash Bahaka Dobroi Bim Kalda Kitar Vaihu Bawa Ahidha Dabida Ahidu Moshe Levatar Ihawatav Salik Lemehele Gufa Ish Isha Elohim Wehaish Moshe Anav Meod. Translation. You may say that Rabbi Yehuda said that good is said of David, as it is written, good looking, which means that as the mirror, the Hebrew word is mara, in which to look, which is the secret of Malchut called mirror, was good, so David was good looking. Hebrew is mara. Of Moses it is written a goodly child, namely he himself. But here it only says, and good looking. Nevertheless, David was attached to both, namely to Yesod called good, and to Malchut called mirror, since the one is attached to the other. For Yesod and Malchut are always mutually attached. Only he was mainly of Malchut's and remained there. Moses, since he was good, being Yesod's Zeranpin, rose to be the aspect of the body, which is Zeranpin itself, called man, as written, the man of Elohim. And now the man Moses was very meek. My commentary. The word meek is better translated as humble. The words good-looking mirror, child, are all code words that are explained by this pasuk. Verse 32. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bekol Ovado Ba'e Bar Nash V'Shava'a Bekav Le'ya Bekucha Barichu V'Haukim Na Mila Rabbi Yehuda L'Tame'ya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ha'eman Be azil be archa, yikawen litlat, milin liela, min hom silota, via agidit slota, yatirila, mikola, dire chavre o tilata. Bilan b'mile yoraita dehaya mistafe begindishkinta ishtatva behadaihu. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, in all his deeds, man has to see the Holy One, blessed be He, before him. As we already explained, Rabbi Yehuda followed his own reasoning, saying that whoever walks on the road and fears robbers should meditate on three things, a gift, a prayer, and war, like Jacob when he feared Esau. The most valuable is prayer. And even though prayer is more valuable, two or three friends studying the words of the Torah is even more valuable, because they do not fear robbers, because the Shekhinah is joined to them, because they are occupied in the Torah. My commentary. Are you able to apply this teaching to your own life? fear terrorism? Because you do not know when the terror action will happen. If by studying Torah with another person, you are safe. The Shekhinah is there, and there can be no harm that will happen to you or your friend. Just by saying words of the written Torah, you have and have no fear. What words would you say if you do not have a book? The Shema, Yeser Dibrot, other verses, like the first verse of the Torah? What do you do when you are driving home or are driving to work? Live Torah. That means have the consciousness of doing a mitzvah. You are not going home for yourself. You are going home to procreate or develop a relationship with your children so that you can teach them Torah at the dinner table. Live Torah is your protection, always. There is no need to fear terror as long as you are involved with Torah. That's the end of the section. And I'm not going to read another section tonight because through my own issues, I missed our questions and answers section last night. And I did have a couple of questions that people had asked me. I'm going to ask people tonight, do you have any questions? Yes,
I have a question about what we've just read.
Okay.
If you study Torah like during the day but by yourself, if you're the only one in home, is it still heard even though you're not with someone else? Or is it still
good? It's still a good thing to do. It's better to study with a friend. Now that friend doesn't have to be a physical being. If you're scanning the Zohar, you can invite me into your study session. All you have to do is call my name or better yet, call Hashem's name. And that brings the subpoena into your session. Always remember, you're never alone.
Okay, thank you.
Amy, you had sent me an email a few days ago. You said you had two questions. I didn't really understand those questions, so they weren't.
It was really only one, but it had to do with the relationship of the ninth of Av with the sciatic nerve.
I'll answer that, but I want to remove this from the book.
Thank you.
I'm going to mute the things. So the question that Amy's asked is, what's the relationship between the sciatica nerve in the body and the ninth of Av? And the relationship is that they're both connected to the negative system, to the Satan. The ninth of Av, the Satan receives all of the energy for that day. That's the angel in charge of that day. The sciatica nerve is the home of the negative system within the body. So they're both, Satan is in the sciatica nerve, that's where he lives, within the frame of the body. And it's where the ninth of Av is where the Satan is in control. The negative system is in control. So that is actually the relationship. So it's a Satan in different frames of reference. And that's, I can't stress often enough or more importantly, this whole concept of relativity. There is no, you know, we don't really have absolutes. There's a malhut of the body. There's a malhut of the malhut of the body. There's a malhut of the malhut of the malhut of the body. Well, how can I have three different malhuts in the body? Because there's different frames of reference. Your leg is one frame of reference. Your feet are another frame of reference. Your body is another frame of reference. The physical world is another frame of reference. And each of these have levels of malhut. So always try to remind yourself about relativity and stop looking for the absolute, which is what the Western civilization teaches. They teach look for the absolute. There's only one answer to every question. But not in the Torah, and not in our lives. Does it matter which path you take? From the frame of Hashem looking down, which path you take, which decision you make, makes no difference. One path leads you to a longer path, another to a shorter path. But the goal is the same, to get closer to Hashem. From the person looking up and evaluating, he would rather have the shorter path, less chaotic. But if he has the longer path, he makes that quote-unquote mistake. All it means is that's what he had to do in order to cleanse so that he could reach that higher level. Does anyone have any other questions? And to unmute your phone, just press *6. I'm going to wish you all a good night and a Shabbat Shalom. This Shabbat has a special name, the Shabbat of Comfort. It's the first of seven Haftorahs that come from Isaiah, all with words of comfort. Keep in mind what the word comfort comes from. The word is nachamu, nachamu. Nachamu is noach, mu. Noach has a connection to concealed wisdom. Nachamu is a plural word of comfort. But there's deep codes in that word mu, mem vav. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat of comfort, of study, of growth. To prepare yourself for this coming year, which Chas V'Shalom appears to be going to be difficult on the physical illusion. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat, Dottie.
Shabbos.
To all of you. To all.